This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion-friendly House Democrats continued to throttle any restriction on late abortion or infanticide Thursday. Senator Ben Sasse told Life News that there's a connection between Speaker Pelosi hosting the president of Planned Parenthood at the State of the Union address and her House blockade against protections for newborns. GOP strategy is to compel a vote on the Born Alive Survivors Act after bringing up the bill for 30 consecutive days. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee has advanced Bill Barr's nomination as U.S. Attorney General to the full Senate. Barr refused to recant his decades-old criticism of Roe v. Wade in strong questioning from abortion-friendly senators. This is Life News Radio.
Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion.
In other headlines, Governor Andrew Cuomo is defending new laws embracing abortion by touting his boyhood experience as an altar server, as a stand-in for actual morality. British abortion business is trying to bring to the UK New York State's radical embrace of abortion. Virginia's capital saw over 1,000 voters Thursday protesting legislative attempts to embrace radical abortion laws, and abortion specimens are creating humanized mice to test human drugs. Radiation first kills mouse immune systems, and abortion specimens create a new human immune system for testing. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.